It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to this droughty day. Yesterday was wonderful. It was 108 degrees yesterday here in Dallas. And I foolishly tried to play golf in it. That wasn't very smart. A little cooler today, but I was just reading a release that came about the drought, and I did not know that it was as bad as it is. They're saying the 2012 drought, most severe since the 1950s, and this came from the National Climatic Data Center. NCDC released its June State of the Climate Report, reporting that by the end of June, 55% of the contiguous United States was considered in moderate to extreme drought. Well, one of the things we talk about here is how to solve water problems. We can cut your water bill in half by simply doing the natural organic techniques that we recommend. Those of you that have been on board for a while know that already. We'll help you fine-tune your program. If you've got some tips or advice, by all means, bring that. If you haven't gotten on board yet, we'll try to give you some basic pointers. It's a simple program. Sounds a little confusing, I guess, when you first hear it, because it's different than the recommendations that most other people make to use synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pesticides. But what we recommend requires fewer inputs. They're just different, and you do things just a little bit a different way. The big change we make is that we stop putting out things that hurt the life in the soil. Simple as that. We stop using things that are antimicrobial, that are toxic, that are salts, the synthetic fertilizers in that category. And we start using things like compost and rock powders and sugars that stimulate life in the soil and thus hold more moisture, hold more fertility, and hold more moisture as well for a longer period of time. That's it. That's the program. It's that simple. We talk about all the little ramifications and fine tuning points about it, but that's the program. To be with me and talk about whatever you'd like to chat about, the number is 866-444-DIRT, 866-444-3478. And this hour is we'll talk about dogs. We've got our contest going with Tony, and everything's up and set. Now, the prizes have been set. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button there that says something about, I don't have it pulled up right now, but something about guess Tony's breed mix. Click on that. Tells you all the rules for the contest, what the prizes are, and all that kind of thing. Neat group of prizes for you. And all you have to do is guess what Logan's new puppy, who's getting pretty big, we saw him last night, had dinner with Logan. In fact, she cooked for us. It was a great evening. And Tony's a character. I can tell you something about him a little more than the photographs show. But if you click on the that blue button on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com, it'll tell you how to enter, how to guess what the breed mix is. Well, how do we know that? And it's interesting. We've gotten a few comments about in fact, Bob Webster, I was talking to him on his show yesterday on KTSA in San Antonio, and he was saying that some of the people down there tried to get kits and had mixed results from the kits. I've had nothing but good results, but there has been a big change. There are no longer about three different companies that provide these little kits where you take the long Well, I had them last week. I didn't bring them this week. But in the kit, you simply have two sets of real long Q-tips. And you take the Q-tip, put them in the jaw of the dog, and rub it around in there, get a lot of good scales. They're more sophisticated now. They used to look like a Q-tip, and now there's a little synthetic bristle, like a little tiny brush for cleaning out little bitty test tubes. And you scrub enough to get cells from the inside of the mouth of the dog, and do it twice. There's two of them, and then put it to the side. Let those dry. Send them in. We've been notified by the company that they have received the test. Don't have the results back, but if you'd like to guess, I will be guessing. In fact, Judy and Logan and I, all three guessed, and our guesses are in an envelope. We don't get to win any prizes, but we're guessing ourselves. So if you want to guess what Tony is, Tony the Mutt. Yeah, wild and crazy mutt, and I'll, like I said, I'll give you a little bit more detail about his characteristics. It might help you with your guessing, and we'll do that. My tea is very interesting this morning, and it's pretty good, and it's a little different. Yerba mate as the base, and it has honey in it. I put a big old spoonful of honey in it just before I finished the steeping and put it in the container, the thermos, to bring it to the show. But I also put about 7 or 8 chili piquins in it, hot peppers, the little bitty red peppers that's a perennial here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and will be for a lot of you out there. And what I did, I put them in a plate, and I took a knife and I crushed them, just smashed them in a little bit. I didn't cut them up, chop them up, or anything like that. I just smashed them, threw them in the teapot, and it gives a nice – it's not hot. It's it just gives you just a little bit of an aftertaste that is the pepper that's a very nice flavor. I think some people would argue, well – I think we're going to be talking to Marty Whittakin later in the show. I never got a call from her about it, but I did get a piece of paper saying that she's going to be here. So I assume she is going to be here next hour. And we might talk about what she thinks about the health benefits, if any, of chili piquin being in your herb tea. Like I said, it was 108 yesterday. Burned your skin. It was so hot. A lot of the questions... You know, we're still getting, I've spoken to some groups the last couple of weeks since the hailstorm that we had, and people are still asking me questions. I think the simplest thing, if you haven't done it already, for your plants that are trying to make a comeback that were really bombed by the hail, is to spray the Garrett Juice Plus formula. That's the formula that contains compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and liquid fish, and the formula is on the website. You can make it yourself. The Medina product is that formula, is the Medina Plus, but I'd spray that, and I would add, and this is an important point, if you're trying to heal any plant that's undergone some kind of stress, any kind of stress at all, is to add BioWash to the spray. Add it at about 1 tablespoon per gallon of water, and it really does a great job. If you have some plants that have some real bad, real obvious physical injury to the woody tissue, big wounds, which we do quite a bit, I have quite a bit of that, you can mix up the tree trunk goop, which is compost and soft rock phosphate and natural diatomaceous earth, equal amounts of those three things. Add enough water to it to make a mud, kind of a muddy mix that will slather on and stay on the bark of the plants. And it feeds the plant through the bark, through the wound, and protects it. When it rains or irrigation washes it off, that material in the soil is a wonderful fertilizer for the plant. And you can add some more if you like. And by the way, one time I used it recently myself, mixed it up, used it on the base of a tree that had had an injury when we got the tree. And it got washed off, and I had used only part of it in a bucket, part of the mix in a bucket, and it had dried out and become hard as a rock almost like plaster. And you add water to it again and make it right back into the same soft material. So you can even after mixing it and it being wet, you can store it, and even if it goes dry, you can reuse it later on. It's called tree trunk goop or tree goop, and some of the commercial product that's on the market out there, I learned the hard way, has not soft rock phosphate in it, but hard rock phosphate. And it's not the end of the world if you use it. It's just not going to do you much good, the phosphate part of it. It needs to be the soft rock phosphate, which is in a texture that will mix with the other materials and stay on the wound of the plant. If you can't find soft rock phosphate, and I know it's been kind of hard to find it for a couple of different reasons, you can substitute fireplace ashes for the soft rock phosphate. Well, we'll talk about that and more issues. A couple people already on board. If you want to jump on here through the vacant line, it's 866-444-3478. We'll talk about whatever you like. The website where you can get the information on the contest is dirtdoctor.com. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon, even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Hat, my headphones and everything on here. This hour, before we get a little farther along here, this hour brought to you by King Lawn Sprinkler Company, and that's a perfect fit for what we've been going through, this water issue. They were great to come over and take care of some things that we had to break. This is the time where they get really snowed under with calls, but they do a great job of getting people on the list and taking care of them and doing first-class quality, and I really appreciate their help. King Lawn Sprinkler, the telephone number is 214-637-3490. Jason over there and I have had some conversations about this drip irrigation thing. He's one of the people in the industry. He's the fellow that I deal with the most over there, and we were talking about the drip irrigation, and we were talking about some specific projects, and he was the first one to tell me that the industry has really, pushed some of the cities. The big players, the big sprinkler companies, for the most part, have pushed the industry and pushed the cities into making drip irrigation required on projects, and the theory is saving water. Well, one, I don't think it saves any water. I think you end up watering too much in some areas and having other areas dry. But it's particularly bad, drip irrigation is particularly bad, where you have large ground cover areas or large masses of shrubs, and you're trying to get even water distribution with a drip system. It's just not going to happen. Water seeks the path of least resistance, and you're going to have super saturated areas that are boggy and too wet, and you're going to have other areas that are dry and the plants die. One specific project, and I'm not just picking on them because they probably maybe were required by the city to do it. I don't know. This was in Dallas. But it just happened to be one that I could watch from the beginning to end. It was a Whole Foods market that's in my part of the Dallas area in Lakewood, and they planted a big landscape planting of ground cover. It was a lot. It was several thousand square feet of ground cover, various kinds of ground cover. And I noticed the fellas out working yesterday just digging out all the weeds from those beds. There's no ground cover left at all, none. It's all completely dead. And there's drip irrigation that was the kind that lays on the top of the ground. And in some areas it was flat, in some areas it was sloped down toward the street. So now the owner has to spend money to completely replant. Now, whether you get to put in a sensible sprinkler system at this point or not, I don't have any idea. But it was a classic example. And I took some pictures of all the ground cover as it was dying in the beginning, and I need to get some now and then some pictures of it all being replanted and then try to talk to them about how much that cost. Because I think that it is really silly to put in drip irrigation in a landscape. And a lot of the cities across the country, not just here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, are requiring it to be done with the misconception that it helps to save water, which it does not. Especially, and it sure doesn't save any money when you consider the cost of replanting everything. King Lawn installs drip because they have to on some projects, but they are much more practical about helping you put in a system with above-ground sprays. That is the only thing that I recommend and use, unless it is a row crop type of situation. If it's a vegetable garden or if it's a tree farm or blackberry or blueberry where you're putting drip in and you're putting emitters at the base of each plant, it's in a line, and you maintain that by checking it every day. Another problem with drip irrigation is that rodents come in and eat the pipe. And then you get a great big wet spot and a whole bunch of dry areas, and that's a problem as well. So anyway, so much for that. They have a banner ad on our website on dirtdoctor.com if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and want to check with them. Let's see. Let me talk about a couple of other things in a minute, but catch up with some calls first. Jane in Dallas is first up this morning. Hello, Jane.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I have two things to tell you.
Okay.
First, I want to thank you because I am not a gardener. You know, I am not a gardener at all. Let me preface that. But I listen to your program. That's as much as I know about gardening.
Well, thank you.
But I had two trees planted in pots with water systems put in so it would water them. And they were bay leaf trees for decorative, and then with stuff down below underneath them. Well, anyway, to make a long story more bearable, one of them, unbeknownst to me, the line got plugged, and it was not watering. I didn't notice this for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Well, guess what? Before I noticed it, the tree was dead. And so I went out in a moment of panic and got some Garrett juice and put it in some water, and I put it on that tree. And I want you to know that that tree has, it's like Lazarus. It's come back from the dead. It is really going to be as beautiful as the other one.
Well,
now.
Good. It wasn't all the way dead. We can't bring them back from the dead, but close to being dead, huh?
Well, may I tell you that I pulled an awful lot of leaves off that tree.
Well, one thing you learned there, Jane, I don't recommend an automatic watering system for pots any more than I recommend a drip irrigation system. And it's for the exact reason you just mentioned. If it something breaks, you can lose a bunch of plants. I water my potted plants and recommend other people do, you know, by hand.
Well, these are on the west side of the house. And
it doesn't matter where they are. I still recommend you watering by hand.
Okay. Well, that's going to require a lot of work. And as I said, I'm not a gardener, but I don't want to lose my trees. And the second thing I wanted to ask you is I also just had a brand-new lawn put in.
Jane, I'm sorry. We've got to take a break. Hang on. I'll be back with you in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The police chief in Aurora, Colorado, says James Holmes deliberately planned the movie theater rampage that killed 12 people, says the suspect acted alone. President Obama will visit Colorado today to comfort families of the shooting victims on his way to the West Coast for 3 days of campaigning. Today is the first anniversary of a shooting rampage in Norway that killed 77 people, including 8 in a bombing and 69 by gunfire. In a wreath-laying ceremony at the bomb site today, Norway's prime minister said the admitted killer failed in his goal of destroying the society. The famous statue of Joe Paterno has been taken from down from outside Penn State football stadium. Workers lifted the statue off its base this morning. It's being taken away because of the scandal at Penn State involving concealment of sex abuse claims against retired assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. This is SRN News.
The global debt crisis about to crash the markets and gut your savings? Numbers don't lie. There's no job growth, housing looks anemic, and now more talk of another U.S. credit downgrade. Wake up, America. The 2008 crisis wiped out trillions. Don't let it happen to you. Call 888-299-8333 now to receive the free blockbuster end of the dollar video and the gold IRA investor kit from Lear Capital. Get the free video. Take advantage of gold in your retirement accounts now. Call 888-299-8333. That's 888-299-8333.
People spend so much time coordinating the details of their vacations that they overlook planning for the prevention of any illness. I'm Susie Cohen, pharmacist and scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. You should know that you can help keep your entire family healthy and avoid digestive distress while traveling by taking a high-quality probiotic for a week before you leave and continuing to take them throughout your trip.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. On June 12th, after a loss to the Chicago Cubs, the Detroit Tigers were six games out of first. But after back-to-back victories over Chicago, the Tigers have taken over first place in the AL Central by a half game over the White Sox. Tigers starting, and winning pitcher Rick Porcello allowed one run over eight innings in Saturday's 7-1 win over Chicago.
It was a big win. Obviously, put us into first place put us in position to possibly, sweep these guys and at the very least take 2 out of 3.
Tigers have won 8 of 10, while the White Sox have dropped 7 of 10. Oakland edged New York 2-1. Robinson Cano's 23-game hitting streak ended for the Yanks. That was the longest hitting streak in the majors this year. Mike Napoli homered twice against his former team as Texas beat the L.A. Angels 9-2. The West Inning Rangers now 6-up on second-place L.A. Elsewhere, it was Baltimore 3-1 over Cleveland, Kansas City 7, Minnesota 3, Seattle 2, Tampa Bay 1, and Toronto 7-3 over Boston. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, Atlanta split a doubleheader with Washington, winning the first game 4-0, but dropping the second 5-2. Braves third baseman Chipper Jones' club stays 2.5 games behind the East-leading Nationals.
That's where you make hay, is winning games within a division. You know, you can get away with splitting series and maybe losing a series here and there, outside the division. But when you lose them inside the division, it hurts.
St. Louis clobbered Chicago 12-0. The Cardinals tied a 76-year-old Major League record with 7 doubles. San Francisco edged Philadelphia 6-5 in 10 innings. Los Angeles down New York 8-5. The Dodgers stayed 2.5 back of the West-leading Giants. It was Pittsburgh 5, Miami 1, Cincinnati 6-2 over Milwaukee. The Reds' central lead remains a half game over the Pirates. Michael Goddard tied a career high with 4 hits as Colorado beat San Diego 8-6 in 12 innings. Jason Kubel became the 7th player in Diamondbacks history to homer 3 times in a game in Arizona's 12-3 win over Houston. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Doctor.com.
Well, if I can get my glasses and my hat and my headphones all on here. All right, let's see if Jane is back with us. You there, Jane?
I am.
Go ahead with your next thing, and then I'll talk to you about the watering on the pots a little bit more, too. There's a little bit more to that story.
I put in a new lawn, mm-hmm. in Augustine, and it's beautiful, and I've been doing the watering just like I'm supposed to and all that. But heretofore, I have tried to do the organic fertilizing like you've told us to do, and then this year you said, well, I've changed my mind on, I forgot the name of that, but it's very expensive, because it's more of a pre-emergent than it is.
Oh, corn gluten meal?
Yes, that's it. And so now it's time for me to buy more fertilizers. So here's my question. What do I buy?
Very simple answer there. What I use exclusively, the only thing I've fertilized with the last 2 years is, other than some experimental things that I've been doing, is dry molasses,
mm-hmm.
and Garrett Juice Plus. That's it.
Oh, okay.
And we're having great success with that. Reports from all over the country from people doing that on large-scale farms and ranches and commercial landscape to small things. Other organic fertilizers are fine, various blends, but I've become more and more reluctant to recommend corn gluten meal because of the price of it, and the herbicidal part of it is questionable in the fall. It's better in other areas. I tell you, the best way to use corn gluten meal is if you are preparing brand new beds or a new garden and you have bare soil. And if that's the case, whenever you're doing it in the growing season anyway, putting in corn gluten meal out when you prepare all that will help that bare soil not germinate some weed seed. Now, the only time that wouldn't work is if it's a vegetable garden and you're about to turn right around and plant a lot of things from seed that have small seed. So corn gluten meal is still a good tool. It's just fallen out of my, real high recommendation for a couple of reasons. The dry molasses is less costly. It provides not only really good direct and indirect fertility because it stimulates biological activity so wonderfully, but it also, in almost every case, will run off all the fire ants on the property and keep them away. So, and then the garret juice is just a wonderful liquid mix. It's good for foliar and for drenching the roots. It's a root stimulator. It's the best mix out there. There's a lot of liquids out there in the organic category, and I don't recommend any of them if they don't contain apple cider vinegar. That's the one thing that all the other blends tend to omit, and it may be the most important thing that's in the mixture.
So the dried molasses, okay, I know how you put that on, but you don't put the garret juice plus on the grass, you just put it on the foliage?
No, you can spray it on the foliage if you do it during a cool part of the day, if we ever have a cool part of the day again. But you also just drench it into the soil, into the roots. So it's a fertilizer for the soil as well as the roots.
How do I know how much?
The foliage.
That's a lot of garret. That's a lot of.
Well, what I do with the garret juice is I'll spray the whole property with it and spray pretty heavily so that it drips off the leaves and some gets into the soil. Mm-hmm. And then in the areas where you have annuals and perennials or something that you want to push a little bit, you mix a little bit in a watering can and you just drench it real heavily in those spots. You don't have to do that all over the whole property.
Yeah, but I just have grass. What if I just have grass?
Just spray it. Just spray it real heavily, and some of it will run off the foliage down into the soil.
Is there any proportion that you recommend just for grass other than?
Well, we use the same mixture, the same formula that's on the website and in the books, no matter what kind of plant we're spraying or drenching.
Well, I'm trying to keep it simple because I really am not a gardener. But
well, that's the simple. You mix it the same way for everything and put it on everything. Put it on foliage and put it in the root zone of the plants.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call.
I know.
Yeah, it's somebody was asking me about all these different liquids. There's all kinds of various foliar this and liquid that and various names, and they're all okay. I mean, they're better than using Miracle-Gro and the synthetic fertilizers for sure. But if you want to get the most for your buck and the most for your time and energy, that Garret Juice Plus formula has gone through a whole lot of testing and a whole lot of experimentation across the country on all kinds of crops. So, yeah, we're at the point where we're recommending as a starting point nothing but dry molasses and garret juice and then getting a soil test and follow it up with tissue sample test, petiole test from Texas Plant and Soil Lab. And Texas Plant and Soil Lab will give you then more fine-tuned recommendations for your fertility program than just using the shotgun approach. But starting with that shotgun approach, that simple thing for everybody to use, is so simple that it doesn't turn people off. If everybody waits to do any fertilizing at all before they get their soil test, that's fine. That's probably from a technical standpoint the best way to go, but you're going to have a little delay there. And so what we recommend is doing the dry molasses and the garret juice, get that going, and then do testing after that to see where you need to go to fine-tune from that point forward. Texas Plant and Soil Lab can also help you with the tissue sample testing, which tells you what's getting in the plant, what is working from your fertility program. And then the other thing they can do is test your water. And I recommend that you do that, especially if you're using well water, if you've had salty situations or anything that's amiss at all. And the last, latest thing they've gotten into is helping test for toxic materials. Okay, and there's another Jane in Louisville next up. Hi, Jane.
Hi. My question is this. They sprayed heavily last night for West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can – I did cover my plants. That was their suggestion. I covered my vegetable plants. What else should I do? I'm concerned about the dog running on the grass. Is there anything else I should do?
Well, yeah, the spraying of the of a base material, fish and seaweed, compost tea, garret juice is the best choice, and add BioWash to it. In this case, add a little bit more than a tablespoon per gallon. You may even go close to an ounce, and it'll help neutralize it probably as well as anything. If you add 2 ounces of orange oil, it will be even better, and that's the same mixture that I'm recommending to all the people that are calling me about aphids and scale on crepe myrtles right now. It will kill some beneficials, but insects. But I would do it myself. I was going to read a passage out of a new book about pyrethrums and pyrethroids here in just a minute, and that's probably what they sprayed.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
That's all you need to do.
Thank you.
Okay. In fact, let me just go ahead and do that. For those of you that are members that have the webcam, have your computer on, the webcam is on, this book, Demystifying Food from Farm to Fork. I hadn't even read it yet, but I was just opened it up after I got it right to this page, and this is a quote from the book. Let's see. This came from the U.S. Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. It states the following. Pyrethrins, which is the natural pyrethrum. Pyrethrins, that's the active ingredient. Pyrethrins and pyrethroids are insecticides that are applied to crops, garden plants, pets, and also directly to humans. High levels of pyrethrums or pyrethroids can cause dizziness, headache, nausea, muscle twitching, reduced energy, changes in awareness, convulsions, and loss of consciousness. And that's a product that people are actually recommending to spray from mist systems at their home on a daily basis. And put on people, too. I don't even know where that's coming from. The other thing about it that's not clear from that one quote there is that there's nothing you can put out that is worse for making allergies worse than they already are, creating allergies, and up to and including asthma in children. Pyrethrum, which is a flower, you know, they – people that market and sell that stuff are always talking about it being a flower and it being totally non-toxic and organic, and then nothing could be further from the truth. It's very toxic, and the main thing that it does, in addition to all those items I just read, is affect you negatively from an allergy standpoint. And people that have allergy problems are obviously the most sensitive. The second most sensitive. The most sensitive would be children with allergy with asthma problems. One thing I need to do before I get back to the phones now is finish on Tony. The contest, again, for those who didn't hear, is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You click on the button that says, what does it say? Let me tell you for sure here. Right over on the left-hand side, it's up at the top now. It's a blue button. It says Guess Tony's Breed Mix. You click on that, and then there's another button for you. It's the Ask Howard button. It's the one that you need to use to ask questions, and it tells you how to enter the contest, get that information to us. And what you do is you guess whether you think the mix is Golden Retriever, Chihuahua, and Eskimo dog, and if you put the percentages in there, it's probably best. You don't have to, but if you put the percentages in there and we get people that are pretty closely tied, it'll give us an easier way to award the prize to the first and second and third place winners. The prizes, by the way, and they're listed on there. When you click on that button, it says Guess Tony's Breed Mix, and that's the mutt that is Logan's mutt now. The winner will receive a lifetime membership to the Organic Club of America, Munster Chicken and Rice dog food, a bag of that, an autographed copy of the Organic Manual, and the dog DNA test kit, the same one that we're using here. And by the way, this company, it's the Mars company that now owns this technology and this kit. And I'm a big fan of it. I think it works great. They nailed our three dogs very well, in my opinion. But they have not only a mutt testing kit now, they also have a purebred testing kit. And I guess that's for people who want to make sure that their dog is a purebred St. Bernard or something like that. I guess that's how that works. But if you've got purebred dogs, you might want to look into it. And I need to give you their website, by the way. In fact, we need to add it to this sheet. The other one, the third one, is designer breeds, like Labradoodles. So if you have a designer breed dog, which have actually become recognized breeds now, there's a test kit specifically for those. Runner-up will get a five-year Organic Club of America membership, the dog food, an autographed copy of the organic manual, and second runner-up gets pretty much the same thing. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only: to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis is used by most water bottlers to purify water. The RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your bodily supplies of essential minerals for our bones and teeth. A great alternative to drinking RO water is naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page. That's drinkcrazywater.com. drinkcrazywater.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. One final thing about Tony and the guest, Tony the Mutt's breed mix. I hope a lot of you will jump on board and give your guesses, because he's an interesting-looking mutt, to be sure. But a little bit about his personality. He's the sweetest dog in the world. He gets along with other dogs just great. Logan took him to a dog park yesterday. He gets along with all of them. He's very submissive. He is very playful. He likes to lay down and you rub his belly. But he's got a couple of bad traits that we're going to need to work on a little bit. And that might give you a little bit of a clue. One of them is that he eats anything he can get his mouth on. And he destroys stuff in a hurry. She's found one really tough, and if it continues to survive, I'll bring it and show it to you, that has been the only thing that's been indestructible for him. It's one of those deals where it's kind of a cone shape, and it's designed to put peanut butter and other stuff in, which I think is kind of weird. Seems like it'd be kind of bacterially infested at some point. Very quick to do that. Gets bored extremely fast. He walked great on a leash from day one, which was amazing. Two of our dogs that we've had a long time still don't do that in the great category yet. And then the other thing about him is that's an interesting quirk is that when he drinks water, if the water bowl is big enough, he sticks his whole head underwater. And then slosh, no matter where he drinks water, he gets a big mouthful and then walks off and dribbles it all over the place. So those are two little characteristics that might give you a little tip into what his, at least part of his breed mix might be. Ruth in Fort Worth, next up. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I finally got my Kale and Clay from Russell Fee. They had to order it. But now I'm having a problem. I don't know how exactly to apply it. I've been using a watering can with 3 cups of the clay to a gallon of water. But what's the best way to spray that?
Well, the best way to do it is put it in a backpack sprayer and spray it. You're going to get the most even, uniform coverage there. Do you have any hose-end sprayers from anything that you've used before that's a hose-end device?
I don't think so. I may have to get some.
Okay, they're very inexpensive, and that's one product that if you put it in the hose-end sprayer and keep it shaking really well while you're going, it would work pretty well. But a pump-up sprayer or a backpack sprayer, and some of the backpack sprayers aren't that expensive. You need to have something that has a fairly big opening for that, you know, even though it's extremely fine texture, that kale and clay, did you get the surround product?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's got the instructions on the bag, of course, and just any kind of sprayer that you have or can get that puts it out, Mary, that's the answer. And you get, it doesn't have to be perfectly uniform in its application, because the way it works is that white residue that's left on the foliage and on the fruit of whatever you're spraying confuses the grasshoppers, and they stop feeding. It doesn't hurt them, really. If you put diatomaceous earth in with it as an additional mixture, the DE would, but I don't think the kale and clay hurts them at all. It's just a repellent. But the good news is that it works, and it works very, very well.
Well, my Japanese maple, it seems like that's the only things that's really bothering, and the red maple is the worst. I don't know if it's the heat that bothers the red maple worse or what.
Well, if they're selective in what they're hitting, that may indicate some stress in those plants that they're hitting. So always start. You may have already done this, but do it again just to make sure. Look at the base of your trees, and if the flare is not dramatically exposed above ground, get the soil off the flare, and that'll make a big difference.
Well, they're brand new plants this year. I just planted them this year.
Okay, doesn't matter. Just whatever the flare is the only thing that matters. They can be brand new, or they can be 1,000 years old.
I try to do that. And that little lacy Japanese maple seem like they don't bother it. I don't understand it.
Okay. But, well, you look at the base. It may be exposed better. That may give you a clue right there.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for your information.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Uh-huh,
and those of you that aren't familiar with that root flare or a trunk flare exposure thing, we got a lot of good photographs on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go into the library and look up trunk flares, root flares, all that. We've done newsletters on it, the whole thing. It is the most important management thing for you to understand, whether you're growing crepe myrtles, Japanese maples, pecan trees, trees in pots, doesn't matter. Trees, woody plants in general, are going to have trouble if they're too deep in the ground. It's as simple as that. Mary in Arlington next up. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Howard. I have a problem. I usually live and let live with spiders, but this year, my courtyard, I'm just developing a spider heaven. They're huge. So I'm wondering, can I spray a certain solution that would discourage them? But
Orange oil discourages them, but I see your question is how to not hurt the beneficials. Orange oil will hurt beneficials, but you could spray it around the area and not hit the insects, and it functions as a repellent. What you might do if they're going underneath the eaves of the houses and all is look into the Haint Blue paint. Are you familiar with that?
I am. I've used it in one place, and it worked great.
Oh, it works great. Do it everywhere, even on vertical surfaces.
What concentration of orange oil?
2 ounces per gallon of water, and don't leave it heavy on nicely painted areas. It'll mess up the paint. But it will repel as well as anything. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. We'll talk about all kinds of insects and landscaping more right after this.